Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now for Travel Thursday.
Yes. Now, before Budget 2021 was announced, tourism industry players were eyeing more aid to transform their businesses in the upcoming budget, as well as extensions of last year's key wage and cash flow support schemes.
Okay, well, for instance, the Singapore Hotel Association's wish list includes tax relief, as well as more grants to upgrade hotel facilities and hold international marketing campaigns.
The National Association of Travel Agents, or NATAS, welcomes aid as numerous travel agents use the COVID-19 downturn to embark on projects to drive transformation that would aid recovery.
And our next guest actually called for efforts to boost incentives and investments in product experience rejuvenation, as well as more market support, such as Singapore Rediscovers Vouchers credits issued to drum up this domestic demand that we need.
But since all of that, Budget 2021 has been announced, and most of us by now know that our aviation sector will get additional support, and as well as extended cost relief to the tune of $870 million.
Yeah, so that's well and good, right? Because they're still feeling the heat. But some SMEs in the hard-hit retail, F&B and nightlife sectors say that they find this year's budget kind of falls short of its promise to help them emerge stronger together from this pandemic.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about it a lot. What more could have been done? And will the aid given by the Singapore government ever be enough for this industry?
Oh, this conversation is going to be good. Kevin Cheong, who is the chairman Association of Singapore Attractions, is on the line. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
How are you guys?
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good, sir. It's good to speak with you again. So, tourism industry players hoping for more aid to transform their businesses. Budget 2021 happened. We saw the GSS extended for areas like aviation, tourism, retail, arts. I know you've got a lot of thoughts, so let's get your initial reaction to Budget 2021. Do you feel stronger?
Well, I think, well, let's put it into perspective first. What we need may not be what we can get, right? So we were hoping for much more GSS support, probably higher percentages and for longer periods. I think that although it's not really 100% to what we were hoping for. We were looking for a bit more rental rebates as well, but that didn't come in. So that's kind of feedback we're getting from the ground right now.
Okay.
Help us understand, though, what it is the members really want. What is the feedback you get from ASA's members? What is it they're struggling with the most?
Well, first is cash flow, right? To be very fair, because a lot of attractions rely on tourists, maybe 75%, maybe 80%, 90%, right? For my own attraction, about 93%, right? So tourists aren't going to come in. I think personally, I think 2021 is definitely a washout year. So that's, we need support for that. Yeah. Those who are looking at re-engineering, we need help for that, because every dollar now is to save jobs and to survive. Yeah.
Mm. With regard to the Singapore Rediscovers vouchers, I know we had a conversation about this a couple of weeks ago. Just to come back to that, how's the feedback been so far?
Well, it's very good. It was very good in December, I'll say that, okay? And it was fantastic. Then suddenly, reality hit home, no more school holidays. Okay, thank you very much, goodbye. Right, so January, February hasn't been that fantastic, yeah? So now the question is, how sustainable is that? And we need to be realistic about whether the March school holidays and maybe even June school holidays, would that drive any spike? Having said that, I can't wait for my peak season to be cash flow positive, right? I need to survive in the lull season as well. Yeah, I'm running a business.
Any suggestion on how we can expand or sort of modify these vouchers?
Well, I think there could be certain things that we can look at. How can we gift it out? Okay, I can buy something and I give it to a friend who may not be using his or hers, or maybe combining it for a single family experience. I think that will be more interesting. And how can we now look and this is something which I'm encouraging of some of our members, consider off-peak or weekday experiences. So you basically attract and give Singaporeans a reason why I should take leave not to travel, but to really have a staycation. Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. I was just thinking about Sentosa. I've been there a lot lately, and one of the reasons I think it has been more accessible to people is, for example, you don't have to pay the charges, and there have been so many initiatives. So, you know, how can you innovate? That has been one of the questions. But let's get back to Budget 2021 and whether or not it has helped tourism and attractions at all here. How do you think it has been of help?
Well, definitely. I think the government has been very generous, at least definitely for last year, a good part of last year, to dish out a lot of GSS support. And I think that's not just the GSS, but also various training schemes which could offset some of our wages and providing a lot of relief as to what do I do with my staff during a lockdown, right? For example, and scaling back up. Now, my personal thoughts is this is Singapore's financial advantage, right? We've got money, okay? We don't have much, but we've got money. My heart goes out to DPM Heng and the cabinet to think, how do you balance this, right? Do we keep giving to the point Singaporeans become a bit, spineless? I'm sorry, that we lose our entrepreneurial risk-taking spirit and we are always waiting for a handout. And we've got no more fighting spirit. And when it comes to recovery, we're not there. We don't have the attitude to fight back, right? And I think this financial advantage can be our biggest disadvantage when we need the right spirit, the right mindset, the right attitude to come back to life.
Okay, then we get to the part of the nightlife sector where they say they don't feel like they're emerging stronger together. On one hand, you've had, some nightlife spots that have pivoted and transformed in order to survive. On the other, we've had famous family-owned KTV franchises have had to close. What are you hearing with regard to this, and what's your opinion?
Well, I mean, I don't know the nightlife sector well, okay? And I'll tell you what I tell my own members. If you can't survive, close shop. Go into hibernation mode. I think we talked about this the last time. And this is reality. You cannot be surviving on handouts. I am sorry. You cannot wait for government handouts to break even and make money. I'm sorry. I want to ask also our business people, are you still drawing your quarter million, half a million salaries from your own business? I am sorry.
What are you sacrificing, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. The budget is not here to feed your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Look, it's a fair point that you make, absolutely. And it's one of those thoughts that people have and don't often vocalize. And also this point you make about, not losing that entrepreneurial spirit. I was just thinking about KTV as an example. I'm not even suggesting for a second that people don't know how to run their businesses, but I'm looking at it. I'm saying, that concept, the idea of people having fun while singing in a party sort of atmosphere, why does that have to be nightlife? Why can you not pivot a business like that and roll it out for, in a daytime audience, change your audience? Can you do these sorts of things? What are people doing with ideas, innovation, initiatives? Do you get together and talk about that kind of thing?
We do quite a fair bit of that. And I will say that together with Singapore Tourism Board and even the Workforce Singapore, we're looking at not just about how to pivot, but really defining what Singapore should be and will be in 2-3 years' time. Now, then as a destination, we spring back up. If not, what will happen is we will be judged not by our strongest link, but our weakest experience, right? So that is something we need to be visionary as a destination, but we need to be gung-ho as businesses as well. So my take also on the budget, if you look at how the money is being distributed, yes, GSS is still there, some support is still there, but where the real money is when you make a decision to pivot, when you need help to re-engineer and rethink about your business, recalibrate it. Sure, I think that's where the money is. So it's not just business as usual. So I read the budget in that fashion, that if you need help to move forward, the government is there. But even you just need money to pay your bills today and BAU, good luck.
Kevin, I wanted to get a bit more expansion on that with regard to vaccines. So there's a message by Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, a video recording, saying Singapore is discussing the mutual recognition of COVID-19 vaccine certs with other countries, a necessary step towards resuming global travel. Before talking about the travel bit, I mean, you are chairman of Association of Singapore Attractions. What do you say to attractions or to people in your association who are not pivoting now and saying, no, vaccine coming out already, everything is going to be back to normal, it's all going to be fine?
Well, go buy an island and live on your own.
Right.
Yeah, because, I'm sorry, you know me, I mean, between my brain and my mouth, there's no filter, right? I keep saying that. I'll say this. It is idiotic if we keep thinking we're going back to what it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not going to. Why? There has been psychological damage. Okay? There has been too much happening and the fear of not just COVID, but the future COVID is there.
Yeah.
If we're not prepared for that, like I said, go buy an island.
Yeah. I'm really glad you make this point, actually. There's a story that came out of Israel overnight, which has held one of the first music concerts, actually, where people have been in attendance. And they were allowed to go because they had vaccine passports, like domestic vaccine passports.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the comments from the people who attended was, I wouldn't go to an event if I didn't know that that event organizer wasn't demanding some sort of evidence that we'd all been vaccinated. I wouldn't trust a tourist spot if they weren't demanding the evidence that we'd been vaccinated. I think the point that we're making here is there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to change, adjust and adapt, right?
Yes, totally agree. And you use one word, which is all what this passport is all about, trust.
Okay.
Right? We need to have a trust platform. Not from you, not from me, but we can all agree on that, right? And then it becomes a platform. Because, I mean, even the event organizer says, I do this, I do that. Yeah, okay, you do it because you're saying it, because you want a business, right? But if there's an independent party, an NGO says, you know what, we've got this vaccine passport, we'll clear everyone who can show me some bona fide documentation, certification. Sure, it's all about trust. Why? Because we've seen what COVID can do, not just to the economy first and foremost to the strain and expenses on public health care. That's the scary part.
So then,
right?
I mean, if Singapore gets this done and we generally trust our government pretty much quite a bit, are there any other hurdles you would see if we're going to implement this here?
Well, typical, right? Mine is better than yours. Mine is bigger than yours. Everyone's clamoring to be the first one, right?
Right.
Sorry, you know how I talk.
No, it's all good. Okay, well, the race to be number one.
Well, yeah, but you see, I hope and I think Singapore's branding as a very trusted partner in global supply chain, global logistics, global certification, I think, and we are small, and in that sense, we are of no threat to anyone, in that sense, right? And we're here because we need our livelihoods as a nation.
Yeah, yeah. And given that point, Kevin, I want to ask you, how easy is this conversation? You say you have no filter, but I'm sure you've been having some really important conversations with your members. Is everyone taking on board this view?
Well, the world is like a fruitcake, never complete without nuts.
Mm. All right, I love that. Don't forget to include some brandy as well. It tastes a lot better.
Yeah, some a bit too intoxicated, that's fine.
But as far as an outlook for the year is concerned, do you guys have any over at ASA?
Outlook? What outlook? 2021 is a washout year, brother.
Oh, gosh.
Download.
I guess we're going to have to catch up again in 2022.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes. Kevin Cheong, the Chairman, Association of Singapore Attractions, on the line with us. I've loved this conversation. Kevin, thank you so much for your time. Take care. Stay safe, yeah?
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.